Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Recent news is very disturbing with respect to military individuals being forced not to intervene when they see those individuals in Afghanistan and the Middle East sexually molesting young boys. This is just obviously immoral, shocking to the conscience, but it is part of this whole so-called transformation of the military under the Obama administration. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, founder of BarbedWire.com. Matt, you recently for BarbedWire.com wrote an article entitled "Obama Administration Enables Boy Play." Tell us about it.
Yeah, well, the New York Times, in a strange fit of actual news reporting, published an expose, an extensive expose, and revealed that under the Obama administration, the Department of Defense, Matt, is not only permitting the homosexual abuse of little boys at the hands of Muslim allies in Afghanistan, but is effectively facilitating that. And by what I mean by that is they're allowing it to happen on military bases, U.S. military bases, where these allies are. And in fact, when our military personnel witness this or catch these Afghani warlords and allies sexually molesting little boys, their officers have been instructed to instruct them to turn the other way, to let it go, because we embrace multiculturalism, and so this is, it's not surprising to me one iota when you have this president who homosexualized the military by repealing Don't Ask, Don't Tell, and has imposed this quote values neutral kind of view of human sexuality, which all stems from Alfred Kinsey. We shouldn't be surprised that something as evil as this is being allowed to take place, and it is evil to force these military personnel to not only not say anything about it, but not do anything about it. And a handful that have now, by this Obama administration, are being court-martialed, drummed out of the United States military because they exposed this outrageous policy by the Obama administration.
Yeah, now this is a quote from Lance Corporal Gregory Buckley Jr., who told his father, Gregory Buckley Sr., and he recounted the conversation to the New York, to the Times. But here's the quote from Lieutenant or Lance Corporal Gregory Buckley Jr. Quote, "At night we can hear them screaming, but we're not allowed to do anything about it," close quote. I mean, that's chilling. And the father, Gregory Buckley Sr., recounted this story, and he said, regarding his son, "My son," and I'm quoting, "said that his officers told him to look the other way because it's their culture," close quote. Look the other way because it's their culture? I mean, this is, there are certain things that transcend culture, and we've talked about this on Faith and Freedom before. There are certain things that transcend culture, and one of the things that transcends culture is you don't rape little boys. Men don't rape boys. That is against nature. It's against revealed law, but it's certainly against nature. And it's certainly inherently wrong for grown men to rape little boys. And I don't care what culture you're in, it's wrong. And for these military people to be forced to put their lives on the line, and then when they hear the screams of these little boys being raped by their Afghani or Iraqi older men, that they can't do anything to intervene. I can't imagine how they can get those screams out of their mind as they move through their life.
Well, that's right, Matt. And the Quran is rampant with it. I mean, Muhammad was known to be a pedophile, and he had his a 9-year-old wife. I mean, so this adult child sexual abuse, whether homosexual or heterosexual in nature, regrettably, is central. It's part of the Quran. It's a fundamental aspect of the Quran. So this is part of the Islamic culture in Afghanistan, certainly. And this is also the turning the other way, looking the other direction, allowing this to happen is part of multiculturalism. And multiculturalism embraces the notion of moral relativism. All cultures are equal. Who are we to judge? Morality is relative. Hey, that's their culture. This is our culture. Well, this just illustrates a fundamental flaw in the idea of multiculturalism, first and foremost, but most assuredly a fundamental flaw in the idea of moral relativism.
But you know, President Obama doesn't really believe in multiculturalism, because if he did, then he would not have the State Department use its funding to try to undermine laws of other countries with regards to abortion. He wouldn't force them to try to acknowledge same-sex marriage. He wouldn't put his ambassador, who's, quote, married to another man, as the ambassador in these countries that are very pro-life, very pro-family. If he was really a multiculturalist, he would say, well, you know, this country believes in the sanctity of human life. We're not going to do anything to undermine that because that's their culture. This country believes in marriage as the union of a man and a woman. We're not going to do anything against that. He has a different view, but he's going to allow that to just go on. It's really only multiculturalism when you want the end result. It is saying the word multiculturalism, but at the same time, you really don't believe it. You're only saying it because you're looking at the end result. You're not looking at principle. You're looking at the end. And anything, and this is right there in the Rules for Radicals by Saul Alinsky, the end, he says, justifies the means. So whatever it takes to get to the end, that's okay. For people that are morally based, it's a problem for them, he says, because there are certain things they cannot and will not do to reach the end goal because they're constrained by their value system. But he suggests that you need to not have any value system, that you need to just achieve the objective no matter what the means are. That's really what Obama's thinking is. That's how he has been trained through this Saul Alinsky Rules for Radical kind of approach.
Well, people like Barack Obama, those on the secular left, live and operate in a world that is detached from reality. It's a world that lives in the euphemism. It's a world that calls evil good and good evil. And so, like, words like tolerance, it doesn't really mean tolerance. What it means is our way or the highway. You agree with us and be tolerant of our radical, extremist, leftist, morally relative positions, or we will destroy you. So that's the same thing with this idea of multiculturalism. Like you point out in such an articulate way, it does not mean multiculturalism. It means anything goes, particularly when it comes to matters of sex and sexuality and, oh, I don't know, killing babies in the womb and things of this nature. Anything that is clearly, palpably, objectively evil that they want to call good, they'll put that under the umbrella of multiculturalism or political correctness or tolerance or diversity. And when you have a fixed view that happens to be attached to reality, that there are fixed lines of demarcation between right and wrong, and that we are all accountable to a God who is the author of morality, if you go there, well, suddenly there's no more tolerance, there's no more multiculturalism, there's no more diversity.
Yeah, you know, and the problem that we have with the military under this current commander-in-chief, President Obama, is he has really used the military to sexualize these individuals who are serving our country and serving the country, in most cases, very honorably. He has tried to inject homosexuality. He has now injected transsexualism into the military. And so we have all of these immoral things that are happening. There is a moral breakdown, because the moral breakdown actually began in the White House. I mean, the White House is the one that ultimately sets the agenda, sets the tempo. And from that White House, we have an immoral flood of river going through all of our agencies, including the military, to bring the same kind of immorality throughout this country. Pray for our military and pray for these leaders. It is unbelievable that they have to listen to the screams of young boys and they're not allowed to do anything. Pray that this simply is reversed quickly. But more than that, that there is a cultural renewal that takes place at the highest levels. You know, voting does have a consequence, and you've got to vote biblical values, whether it's the president or the dog catcher and everyone in between. You've got to put men and women in office who understand where their value comes from, that it comes from God, that their rights come from God, and that they are ministers of justice to protect and serve under that authority. Go to Liberty Counsel's website for more information, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.